This is The Register, a weekly biography of some of the most noted African-American individuals from Oregon's history. I'm Zachary Stocks. America Waldo was a former slave and the matriarch of a Northwest Black pioneer family. What is known about America Waldo comes from accounts of others. She was born in 1844 in Missouri. Her mother was an enslaved woman in the Waldo family home. Her father's identity is unknown, but was most likely one of the four Waldo brothers. The year before America was born, Daniel Waldo went west from Missouri to Oregon in one of the earliest wagon trains to the Willamette Valley. His family soon followed, and the Waldos, along with America, joined Daniel on a homestead east of Salem, which became known as Waldo Hills. Daniel Waldo had owned slaves, but had emancipated them by 1830. The Waldos reported bringing no slaves with them to Oregon, and because America was with them, it is believed she was living as a free person in the Waldo home. In Oregon, the Waldos were a prominent and prosperous family. They lived in a large farmhouse near pioneer Jesse Applegate, and Daniel served in the Oregon Provisional Government. However, despite having anti-slavery views, Waldo served in the legislature during the passage of the first Black Exclusion Law, which outlawed slavery but gave slaveholders a 3-year grace period and banned free blacks from staying in the state. No accounts indicate that America faced threats of expulsion, further supporting the belief that she lived as a free member of the Waldo household. In 1863, America became engaged to a successful black barber in Salem named Richard Bogle, originally from Jamaica. Their Salem wedding was one of the most controversial events of its time. Because of Richard Bogle's prominence in the region's black community and America Waldo's status in the well-known Waldo family, scores of people, black and white, attended the ceremony. Daniel Waldo was there to support the woman who was most likely his niece, and the press was shocked at the value of the wedding gifts that he gave to the newlyweds. The service was performed by the Congregationalist minister and abolitionist Abed Dickinson, whose reputation was damaged by his associations with black Oregonians. Newspaper coverage of the wedding was reprinted as far as San Francisco, with overwhelmingly negative views of the white sanctioning of this black marriage. After marrying, America and Richard left Oregon for Washington Territory. They settled in Walla Walla, where Richard tried mining before opening another barbershop. He also helped found the Walla Walla Savings and Loans Bank. The couple raised 8 children in Walla Walla and became one of the most successful couples in town. They lived the rest of their lives there, America dying in 1903. Several of her descendants relocated to Oregon, including Dick Bogle, Portland's second black city commissioner, and Catherine Bogle, a well-known writer from Portland by way of Coos Bay. The Register is a co-production of Oregon Black Pioneers and KMUN. Learn more at OregonBlackPioneers.org.